Welcome to episode 92 of the Walking Leader podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, U.S. Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools you'll need to succeed as a leader in your organization. In today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about that time you became a leader. So let's begin. When you became a leader, two things happened. You didn't know it. You didn't know when you became a leader until you were knee-deep in it. At least knee-deep. Knee-deep. There we go. The other thing that happened is everyone else knew it before you did. And that's the ideal way of knowing when you became a leader. It's when everybody else knows it but you. Unfortunately, there's too many people out there that say, well, I'm in this position, that makes me a leader. No, it doesn't. You believe that, you're a nitwit. And yes, I do believe that. Because, again, if you go around saying, well, because I'm the manager now, I have to be the leader. Well, yes, you have to step up and lead because someone trusted you to be a manager. But being in a position does not mean a thing. It means nothing. See, if you don't execute on that, if you're just going around and being a manager and managing as opposed to leading, the position means nothing to a leader. The receptionist, the janitor, the person that parks the cars, the person in charge of the security of the building, they could be leaders. Because they're not afraid to step up. They're not afraid to be out there because a part of their job is to be out there. And so they take advantage of that situation and they get themselves out there and they become leaders. And in an organization where the CEO would rather be an introvert, where the department head would rather just manage as opposed to lead, that says a lot about the janitor, the receptionist, the person is in charge of the security of the building. That says a whole lot. But what does it say about that individual that's supposed to be stepping up? It says people don't want to follow somebody who just manages. Because usually when somebody just manages and that's all they do, well, that just means, well, they're doing it with fear and intimidation. They say things like, you could quit. You could walk off the job. You could go and not come back. We can replace you. And things like that. That's not leadership talk. That's manager speak. That's manager speak for I'm afraid to do real work. Instead of just getting out there and really getting to know the people they work with and that work for them and they work for. See, it's a two-way street. And a leader gets that two-way street. A leader knows that the two-way street goes both ways. And it also goes in up other directions. Not just a one-way street like a manager, like a boss. A leader will lead people. But a leader will also follow people. A leader will follow people and listen to them and pay attention to them and not distance himself from those people. And as I mentioned earlier, and I keep hitting that thing, fear and intimidation is not leadership. It never has been, it never will be, and it's never going to be. And it's not. It is not leadership. Fear and intimidation is a management tactic. Fear and intimidation, well, for all intents and purposes, fear and intimidation is part of dictatorship. And we all know what happens to dictators. I mean, just ask Mussolini or Hitler or Pinochet or Pol Pot. Ask them. That's right. They're all gone. They didn't last very long. See, fear, intimidation as a leadership tactic is not. So whoever taught you, or if you're going around believing that, well, that's the only way you're going to get them to react to you. That's the only way you're going to get them to respect you. Is to through fear and intimidation. One, you don't need to be in that position where you are. Using fear and scare tactics to keep people in line. See, this is the 21st century. The touchy-feely days of the 90s and early 2000s are gone. What is here is just real relationships, real human relationships, really get to know each other, really talking to each other, really communicating, understanding, showing empathy, and most of all, patience. I never say anything about being touchy-feely, oh, you know, let's go sing Kumbaya, let's go row a boat together. No. What I said is just get to understand the people that you work with. Share your vision, share your mission, and make sure they clearly understand that. And if they can convey it back to you, if they can tell you that, you've made that connection. You've been clear and concise and informed. And they are being clear, concise, and are now well informed. So do that. Fear, intimidation's out the window. Again, leadership and how you become a leader, again, it comes through time. It comes through knowledge. It comes through experience. It comes through sharing your wisdom. It doesn't come because you're at a certain age. Oh, well, automatically, you know, I'm this age. I'm this old. And that makes me experienced. You know, a turtle can live inside its shell for all of its 150 years, but does that make it experienced? Does that make it a leader? Think about it. Same thing goes. You know, just because the CEO has owned the business for so many years, does that make him a leader? At one point, yes, it does, because again, it's lasted for so long. But when they're still dealing with old ways of doing business, 1970s, 1960s, 1950s way of doing business, because they've been around that long and it worked for them back then, it's not the way it happens now. See, just because you reach a certain age or a place in life does not make you a leader. Mental maturity does, like I talked about. That wisdom, that knowledge, and sharing that wisdom and knowledge and experience, that's what does. Take, for instance, that high school senior that just assumes everyone will listen to him because he's a 12th grader now. Dear high school senior, 12th grader, there's no guarantee it will happen, no matter what your mommy tells you. Now, rest assured, no amount of cussing at or belittling your peers and other underclassmen will earn you any amount of respect, let alone any amount of leadership ability. That's not the way it works. But you get that. It's happened. It happened to me in high school. Kids around me, they were seniors. They got that senioritis. And they automatically assume, well, here, I've reached this stage in life. Congratulations, you made it through high school. You became a senior. You're entitled to that. But that doesn't make you a leader. Bar none. Nothing. It does not make you a leader. By the same flip of the coin, the other side of the coin, it might make you wise because you've gone through the system and you understood, hey, this is the hardships, this is what I had to do, this is the work I had to put in to get here. Congratulations. But just because you're a senior does not automatically make you a leader. Just because you assume a management position does not make you a leader. Just because you're given the title of chief this or chief that does not make you a leader. If you cannot act on any of that, you are not a leader. But please, please feel free to be and be who you want to be. And if you want to be a leader, then please try being a leader. Please work at it. Do it. Convince yourself by doing it, by making it happen. And then guess what? You convince others. And when you convince others, that's when you become the leader. Remember, that's how this all started. You don't know the moment you become a leader until you're knee deep in it. Just because you walk into first day of school, you're not the leader. They're going to laugh at you. All of them are going to laugh at you. The underclassmen, your peers, everybody else that's been there a little bit longer than you and less than you are going to laugh at you. Again, no matter what your mommy tells you, you are not guaranteed anything in life, in high school, in work, in business, unless you work for it, unless you bust your ass and work for it. Now, what is guaranteed is, well, if you fail to show gratitude, if you fail to show support or empathy, and you're just being audacious and not caring, you will find yourself leading only yourself by the nose, or somebody else will lead you by the nose. Because again, if you can't do it, somebody else will step in who's already doing it better than you are. Kids, leadership is not earned because mom places you in a leadership position long before you are ready. Kids, leadership is not earned because, well, I'm a senior. No. It might work in some places, and somebody's mom might be somebody in a position at school and put their child, whether they're ready or not to be a leader, in a position of leadership and then force them to work it. It's not going to work that way. Again, it's going to put them in a position that others are just going to find that they can't deal with that individual, because again, that individual has no authenticity, is not genuine, because mom or dad or whoever put them in that position and they didn't work for it. They didn't earn it, while everybody else is busting their ass. Now, when mom or dad use their influence to give you the starting spot on a team or a starring role in a high school play or a musical, if you don't have that, well, that perseverance, well, what happens? If you don't have that commitment to being the star, the starting quarterback, or to be the star in the high school musical, if you don't have what it takes, then no amount of followers is the only thing you're going to have. Well, aside from your parents. And again, parents, that's a huge disservice to your child, because again, you're not teaching them the realities of the real world. Because again, you're only going to be able to do it for just so long. And kids, remember this. When your parents use money or influence to put you up on top, they are not preparing you for the real world. Because at some point, you're going to have to leave the nest. At some point, you're going to have to leave school. At some point, you're going to have to do something on your own without your parents. And if your parents have always been there to save you or to boost your morale and no one else has, good luck. Good luck. You're going to be an entering freshman for the rest of your life. And it is that simple. The real world, where talent that you can deliver on will give you those real results. And that's all that matters, because again, in football, the coach, the owner of the team is looking for a team that's going to win Super Bowls. They could care less if you were the starting quarterback and you made it to the district. You beat the district finals. In the theater, the director, the sponsors, the producers of the show could care less if you get the starring role in your high school musical. High school musical is far, it's like not even comparable to Broadway. High school musical, your high school play, you get better acting out of the person selling you the ticket at the box office of Hamilton than you will at a high school play. See where I'm going with this? Is that the real world is going to chew you up and spit you out if you're not prepared for it. And if you're not paying your dues right from the get-go, it's going to chew you up and spit you right back out. So, if you can't deliver to that coach, say, "Coach, I will bring this team a Super Bowl championship." If you can't deliver to the director or the producers or the sponsors of the show, "I'm going to bring you a Tony Award-winning show performance," you've got nothing. And no amount of throwing you into the deep end because of who you are or who you happen to be the child of is going to matter. Because in the real world, it's all about real results, not about who is teaching who, who's the mom, who's the dad. It's about the results you yourself can deliver. That's the only way it works for me. And that's the only way it really truly works. So like I said, and I kind of got off topic, but again, it all rolls back. That if you just expect to be the leader because mom and dad put you there, you're wrong. If you expect to be the leader because of the title you applied and you signed up for and you got the job for, and automatically you think you're a leader, wrong. Sure, there might be some leadership ability that some your hiring supervisor saw, and that's great. But you have got to be able to deliver on that. Because again, in the real world, it's about delivering results, not about who you know or who your parents happen to be, or you got into a position that you weren't prepared for. The real world's about delivering real results. And that, friends, is all that truly matters. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about? Do you have any questions about this podcast episode or the entire Walking Leader podcast series? If you do, please email me those questions at dave@davegura.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra, all one word. In the meantime, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at daveguerra.com/subscribe. And I invite you also to check out my new 3,000-word leadership lesson series out exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. And I'll include a link in the show notes of this on this episode on my website. And I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, businessman, entrepreneur, leadership advocate, and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I do invite you to pick up a copy of The Walking Leader at Amazon.com or at your local Barnes & Noble in paperback. And you can also order it or download it in digital format for the Nook and the Kindle. Thank you for your time, everybody. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you for taking this time just to listen. And again, like I said, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. And message me, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet at me at Dave Guerra, all one word. Again, thank you for your time. And remember to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.